Real music, real interviews, real information. That's why we call it Real Gospel with the X-Man.
This is new music from Vision of Destiny, and after this song, we're going to hear from Sharonda Tucker of Vision of Destiny. I'm looking forward to this interview. This is Real Gospel.
You bought me, Lord.
You bought me, Lord.
And you paid the price.
And paid the price.
Be
Soul Gospel is the place where God gets the glory and artists definitely get to tell their story. I'm honored to have this woman of God, Sharonda Tucker, on the program with me. She is one of the members of the group Vision of Victory. Sharonda, welcome to Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, and that's Tucker, as in Chris Tucker.
That is definitely right.
I just wanted to make the listeners get it as well as I had to get it. So yeah. Now, are you related? Are you related to Chris Tucker?
Only mentally. No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Well, good. So you are in the city of.
I am in the city of Dallas.
Oh, you in Texas, huh?
Yeah, the great state of Texas.
Oh, the great state of Texas. How about them Cowboys, right?
Woo!
All right. Okay. Yeah, so, it's an honor to have you on the program. Your latest song, our latest single, You Bought Me, Lord. Before we get into it, tell the listeners a little bit about Vision of Victory, because like I said, you are one of the members of the group. So, unfortunately, they couldn't be with us on today, but I thank you for being able to just talk to us about Vision of Destiny. So, talk to us about the group.
Absolutely. My name, of course, is Sharonda. I am the actual manager and founder, along with the lead singer of Visions of Destiny of Dallas, Texas. We've been singing 12 years. Started with me and my three daughters. The Lord blessed me with three daughters that actually sung each voice that I needed. And then we just kind of bloomed into a family group. And so we take the opportunity to travel around the world, luckily, to minister God's word and song, and we are just excited about that.
Amen. That's amazing. And so singing with your daughters, how did that come to be? I mean, you are sort of just, you knew from an early, from them at an early age, sort of like Joe Jackson, you said, hey, we got something here.
or were you sitting in church one day? Exactly. They called me their mom, Catherine Jackson, because I was in the house one day. And I was just cleaning up, and I heard like a harmony, and I'm like, is that the radio, or is that the my children? And lo and behold, it was my children in the room singing, and that's when I realized what blessing God had given me. And of course, they did not want to do it initially because they'd rather been outside playing, because they were only like 10, 12, so they'd rather have been outside playing. But as the years went by, they started to love their gift, and here we are.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Do you remember what they were singing?
They were singing Emmanuel. It was a Christmas song.
Wow.
Emmanuel.
So, I'm trying to understand. So, had they heard? I mean, obviously they heard it someplace, but what do you know? What sort of caused them to say to come together and just sort of sing in that harmony?
Well, they've always been in church. I've raised my children in church, and so they've been around it all of their lives, and so it would only be natural that they would do it, and I didn't know about it, but it would only be natural that they would, you know, sing church songs or sing, period, because that's all they actually knew. So.
Amen. You know, when you were telling that story, you know, I just started thinking about my kids who sang in the youth choir, and they would mm-hmm. come home and practice steps and practice moves. None of them, to my knowledge, have those gifts that your kids have. But I think you just inspire some parents who probably have their kids in a youth choir, in a youth group someplace, and maybe they might want to take a harder look or take a harder listen at what's going on in their own house, huh?
Oh, yeah, I tell you, when you're just, like, walking down the hallway and the door is closed, just listen. I recommend that because a lot of times we miss out on what our children do because we don't really, really pay attention. But I just say, luckily, I was in the right place at the right time, and it's just a blessing.
Amen. So how did you move from hearing them sing to saying, okay, let's... So what happened from that moment that created the next moment that caused you to form a group?
Oh, that's when the Joe Jackson kicked in.
Okay.
I was like, okay, you're going to sing this voice, you're going to sing this voice, or the Selena. And they were just like, what? And so we started practicing, of course, like 4 or 5 hours a day. And I started teaching them one particular song. It was called Worship and Praise the Lord, which had no lead part, but basically all background. And, you know, I just worked with them, and they started liking it, actually, as people begin to compliment. Of course, you always need encouragement. So as people begin to encourage them, and me, myself, begin to encourage me, them, they started liking it. And we just kind of went from there.
Amen. So from there, how do we end up with a sort of being an independent artist out promoting and out? And here you are.
Right. Right. Everything just, I'll tell anybody that if God actually anoints you with your gift, he actually makes room for you. And that is a true story in my case, because it just happened. God just started opening doors. God just started raining favor and allowing us to travel to different places. People started hearing us and started, you know, we were promoted by the favor of the people, by the favor of God. He just started doing what he does. And so here we are.
Amen. So who's the writer? Who's creating the music on this song?
I am the writer. The song is actually an old, a very old, like, what do you call it? Testimony service song. Testimony service song. And so I took that and added some parts, and I was like, sounds interesting. And so with the label, I presented it to my label, Band Geek Music Group, and they just kind of heard something in addition to what I heard, and they helped me put together this fabulous project. And I am prayerful that everyone would view it as we have, and it becomes one of the household favorites.
Amen. You have to be a church baby. You said testimony service. I mean, only.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. You know. Growing up in my church, you know, they had the testimony service. They had the tamarind. We were rocking back then, I'm telling you.
Amen. So the song, You Bought Me, Lord, for those who are new to Christ and they don't even know what a church baby is, but those who just found Christ yesterday, talk about the dynamics of the song. What is the meaning behind the song that will help us have a closer relationship with God?
Absolutely. You Bought Me, Lord, is basically as simple as the title, that God bought us. He died for us. He died for our sins. He paid the price for us. And so that's actually all the song is. It says, You Bought Me, Lord. You paid the price. And now I want to give my life back to you, since you gave your life to me. And that is the meaning of the song.
Amen. I appreciate that. So your daughters, if you care to elaborate on them, tell the listeners a little bit about who they are. How old are they now? What are they doing these days?
Absolutely. My oldest daughter, her name is Ronessa. She actually moved to Houston, Texas, in college, pursuing a psychology career. Outside of singing, I definitely want them to get an education. So I was all for that. And so I have my fabulous cousin who stood in her place, actually. So right now I have Ronessa in Houston, Texas, going to TSU. Tarshiana, my youngest, she is actually here in Dallas, Texas, pursuing a nursing career. And so I'm excited about that. And my middle daughter, who's actually still, so I only have one now, who is still on stage, and she's already went through the schooling to become a nurse. So she's an active nurse. She's travels on the weekend. And so I have some fabulous cousins that took the other two plays, and we just kept this thing going, and it's just been awesome.
Amen. Any particular reason why they sort of gravitated towards the medical field?
You know it because their mom is that I'm a medical biller.
Ah.
And so they just, I don't know. I think it's hereditary, like the thinking
okay.
maybe.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but that's exactly what they wanted to do.
That's
and
amazing.
So I didn't, you know, who am I? I'm
yeah.
just a supporter. I'm
yeah.
their mom and I'm behind them 200,000%. So.
Yeah, to God be the glory. Those are some excellent fields and some
yeah.
some thankless fields. I mean, you
yes.
know, you never know how much you need a psychologist or a nurse until you need one, right?
Oh, yeah. That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's like God. You never know how much you need them until you call on them.
It's exactly right. Most definitely.
So, the one that's at TSU, I saw, I'm trying to think, it was on the news not too long ago. Something on campus. I don't know if I was watching 60 Minutes.
Yes.
Maybe, but I know the campus got, they were on the news worldwide for something that they did with diversity. I
yes,
just don't recall.
TSU, I don't know why Houston in general, but TSU, the college campus, has kind of a high crime rate. I just pray over my daughter constantly. And, you know, she calls me daily and tells me everything's okay. She prays for herself because that's how she was raised. And so we just, you know, depend on God to keep her as well as all of my children, even the ones in Dallas. I just depend on God to keep them as they go about their daily lives.
Amen.
And he's been doing that.
Amen. But this was a positive news story. I want to make sure I say that so the listeners, I know you said what
yes.
you said, which is good, but no, this was a positive news story. I just can't recall offhand.
Oh, awesome.
It was a candidate running for office. It was something, and he took the students to the... Oh, no. It was a young lady who had gotten bullied. I don't recall. Oh, it was Pastor... he left Texas, as a matter of fact. John Gray. That's who it
uh-huh.
was. And there was a young lady who was getting bullied. She had gotten a racist comment from someone in a school where she had moved to because she was one of the few black students there. So he took the young lady to visit TSU in Texas and had her work out with the track team because she runs track. And so they
uh-huh.
all came together to show diversity and strength and things of that nature. So, yeah, that's what it was. But anyway, I just thought I'd put that out there because it was a positive
awesome.
Story. Your daughter's
awesome.
There. All right.
Yes, the TSU, the school itself, is just awesome, actually.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter's been there. This is her last year. And they have shown nothing but diversity towards the students or even empathy to the students' needs. TSU is an awesome school.
Mm-hmm.
It really is.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me just say, because although this program is syndicated, I hail in the great city of Nashville, Tennessee, where we have another TSU, Tennessee
oh.
State University. So people,
yes, well, this is Texas Southern
yes,
University.
I had to say
great
so,
state of Texas.
Yeah,
yes.
So people don't get confused. They go, huh? Yeah. Yeah, there is another TSU. But they know. They know. Those who know, they know. Listen,
yeah.
Ms. Tucker, not related to Chris Tucker. It has been only in your mind, right? It's been an honor and a pleasure having you on the program. What advice can you give parents who have kids who they suspect might have a little talent?
I the only advice and the greatest advice I can give parents is to push your kids, even when they don't feel like they have a talent. If you feel like maybe they can have a talent or they should have a talent, push your kids to whatever they where to greatness. Push them to greatness, because a lot of times we have talents and we don't feel like we should do these things. But in actuality, if we keep telling ourselves no, we're not going to do it, we actually start missing out on things. So push your children. Push your family, push your mom, push your dad, push all of your loved ones to greatness. And as long as you're connected to greatness, then greatness hovers over your household, hovers over your atmosphere, and God just gets all the glory for the things that he has allowed to come into your life. I just want to give that advice. Just push.
Amen. Sounds like the next single, y'all. push. How can the listeners find out more about Vision of Destiny?
Visions of Destiny is, of course, on social media. We're on Facebook. We have a lot of videos on YouTube. We're basically on any social media site. We're on our label site, Band Geek Music Group. I'm sorry, Band Geek music group. All of our music can be, we're even on Pandora. So it's pretty easy to find Visions of Destiny. You would spell Visions, V-I-S-I-O-N, and then Z for Zion, and then of Destiny, of course. But we're everywhere. You can basically Google us, and we'll come up. So.
Amen, amen, and yes. Amen. Ms. Sharonda Tucker, thank you so much for spending time with us on Real Gospel.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to Real Gospel with the X-Man.